Let's talk TV now. The American TV industry had their night of nights yesterday. Actually, I think it might have been daytime. I'm not sure. It was the Emmys and a large swathe of trophies heading offshore to Britain. The big winners included the British period drama The Crown, the English Premier League comedy Ted Lasso, and Michaela Cole, star and writer of the drama I May Destroy You.
Write the tale that scares you, that makes you feel uncertain, that isn't comfortable. I dare you. In a world that entices us to browse through the lives of others to help us better determine how we feel about ourselves, and to, in turn, feel the need to be constantly visible. For visibility these days seems to somehow equate to success. Do not be afraid to disappear from it, from us, for a while, and see what comes to you in the silence.
Our TV correspondent Michael Bodie joined us now. Michael, hello there.
G'day, Fran.
Michael, I think if you and I were picking the Emmys before they were announced, we might have chosen Ted Lasso and The Crown to win a few. Were there any major surprises?
No, they weren't. They're very predictable and not very progressive, the Emmy voters. It's partly because it's a popular vote of the 19,000-plus members. So they tend to choose shows across all categories. So that's why Ted Lasso won most of the comedy prizes. Mayor of Easttown won the limited series and The Crown won drama. And clearly the voters don't watch everything, because I'm not sure in every category the right winner came through.
There were three really strong series that people loved, but you're saying perhaps not across all the categories that they won in.
No, they tended to sweep. And it also means something like The Crown is recognised for one of its lesser series. Its most recent fourth one, rather than the better first and second series, when it was then the turn of The Handmaid's Tale and Game of Thrones to do the big sweep. So it's a pretty staid voting block that rewards sort of big period dramas or another HBO true crime drama than more sort of lively or groundbreaking stuff such as The Underground Railroad or Small Axe.
Yeah, both of them great. Is this the first time Netflix has won the coveted Best Series TV award with The Crown?
It is, and they've been wanting that for a while. Weirdly, Netflix, for what we think is a TV service, has won more prestigious awards, including the Best Oscar with their films. So for them to win the Best TV Series or Best Drama Series finally for The Crown, as I said, it's overdue, but it's sort of a big breakthrough for them, and in some respects cements the sort of the change from broadcast television to streaming TV. It's interesting. I don't know I think a lot of our audience would have, if they're watching the Emmys now, they're all familiar with the shows, whereas 10 to 15 years ago, you'd imagine a thing like Hacks or Mayor of Easttown, you're not sure where that would have aired on broadcast TV, whether, you know, Channel 9 would have risked it at 10:30 at night or if it got to Foxtel. So with what it does mean is that everything's so much more accessible to us, and something like the Emmys is, you know, we've seen everything.
Makes it perhaps have broader appeal, because there's more people know what they're talking about. Was Hacks a winner?
Yeah, it was. Jean Smart was a very popular winner as Best Comedy Actress, and I think that was perfect for her. It also got a writing award as well.
Right.
Good
I should say, fair cop for all those who picked me up on calling The Crown a period drama. Perhaps that is a bit bit of a stretch. It's not that long away, really. Back home, Michael, a new ABC anthology series dramatising the Black Summer, the 2019-2020 fires. It's called, in fact, Fires. Here it is.
I'm not saying that it was deliberate, but what if he did start that fire?
He's 14, Kath.
Give me a bit of credit, Duncan. I wouldn't just point the finger at anyone.
No, but we're not in our right minds at the moment. And you've got to be careful what you say to Fee and Vince.
I'll say exactly what I want
I want. They're good neighbours. They deserve better than gossip.
I may be a lot of things, but I am not a gossip.
Sorry, they're pretty dramatic. You've got a few warnings that go along with this for viewers, Michael.
Yeah, I have. Firstly, stick with it. I found the first half hour of the first episode of what is an anthology series pretty slow and lacking drama, but it, you know, about 30 minutes in, it starts to rev up and you start to feel, and it gets quite emotional. And that is my second warning. This series is so emotional. Some viewers might find it hard. It's lots of tales of grief and survival, and I was choking up in the first three episodes. Look, there were familiar voices there, Richard Roxburgh and Miranda Otto. This is the sort of series, the actors are going to chew up all the awards for their performances in this. It assembles Australia's best writers, directors and actors. And it's pretty sensational. But as I said, just stick with that first episode because it sets up the two young characters who sort of dip in and out of the series. But each episode is essentially a separate episode and a separate story.
And when you say it's pretty sensational, it doesn't sensationalise this event, does it?
No, as you say, very,
very hard-hitting issue for a lot of us. It's very recent. A lot of people live through this. Very traumatic for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, that was my concern too. I did wonder whether it's too soon, and whether we're living at a time when we can sort of deal with this when we're dealing with something else. But it is it's very well done drama. It's quite sensitive. I mean, some of the issues in that episode, particularly with in the second episode with Richard Roxburgh and Miranda Otto, there's a lot of sort of other family issues and stuff beyond media issues, beyond the bushfires. I reckon this is top notch stuff. This is as good as the ABC's done for a long time in drama.
Great. And a couple more shows you're recommending this week?
Yeah, it's a big week. Also on the ABC, The School That Tried to End Racism. Mark Fennell does a three-episode series with an experiment at a school trying to work out how to stop racism. It's really nicely done.
Yeah, I love the shorts of this. It looks terrific.
Yeah, it is. Apple TV Plus with Foundation. This is a big-budget adaptation of Isaac Asimov's sci-fi series. It begins like Star Wars The Phantom Menace, which might turn a lot of people off. So that needs time. But, again, it's one of these big-budget things.
What's that one called?
Foundation.
Right.
On Friday on Apple TV Plus. And for those who were into it many years ago, Young Talent Time has a 50th anniversary special on Channel 10 on Sunday for people who want something a little bit lighter and brighter.
Debbie Byrne in it?
I haven't watched it, to be honest. I was never a Young Talent Time person, to be
sad to say. I was actually proud to say I was. If Debbie Byrne's there, I'll be looking in. Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michael Pody, author and one of our regular TV correspondents.